This is Dr. Mark Miravalli with a very urgent message for you right now. This is a timely message regarding a novena starting on January 11th to January 19th, a novena of prayer and fasting to prevent FOCA. I'm hoping that most of you already heard about the Freedom of Choice Act and its various historical evils that it would constitute for our country. But I want to go through now with you some of the principal points of what the Freedom of Choice Act means and would mean for our country. Why is this so urgent? Why do I come to you right now regarding a petitioning, really a begging for you to pray and fast from January 11th to January 19th, 2009? Because on January 21st and 22nd, the U.S. Congress is designated to vote on the Freedom of Choice Act, and the President-elect of the United States has vowed during his campaign that he would indeed sign as his first act as president the FOCA legislation into true legislation, binding legislation for our country. I want you to consider this way, my friends. This is like 9 days before Roe v. Wade. Consider yourself back in 1973, and it's 9 days before abortion will be legalized in our country. And it's up to us to do all we can in prayer and fasting each of these days to try to prevent this. Now, what happens is out of our hands, but what is in our hands and what is in our hearts, what is in our possibilities, is to pray and fast, to use the strongest supernatural means possible for the laity to prevent this Freedom of Choice Act. What would this mean if, in fact, this is passed by the U.S. Congress on January 21st or 22nd and then signed into office soon after by who would be the newly designated President of the United States? It would mean, number one, that all Catholic hospitals would be forced to perform abortions. Now, good bishops tell us that they could never do such a thing, and that means closing every Catholic hospital in the United States. That means closing 30% of U.S. hospitals. And that also means the millions of people who get health care for free or for discount through Catholic hospitals. You don't think abortion has an effect on every one of us? It absolutely does, supernaturally, mystically, and even practically and politically. Secondly, FOCA would mean that there are absolutely no limitations on partial birth abortions. What does that mean? Very specifically, it means you can essentially partially give birth to a child and then literally suck his brains out as some mode of preventing inconvenience or any other type of excuse for this direct, deliberate homicide on a human being. Thirdly, every U.S. taxpayer would then be directly paying for abortions. That's you and that's me. And that's why we have to do what we can during this week, changing our schedules to make sure we're doing extra prayer and fasting to stop this. It would also mean that there is no parental notification required for any minor having an abortion. This is an abomination of the respect and the rights of parents to guide and to form their children. The estimates, the conservative estimates, is that FOCA would at least mean another 100,000 abortions a year. But that's a very conservative estimate because the floodgates of abortion would now be opened. That means, my friends, untold blood on the hands of our administration and on the hands of our country because we have voted this administration in, and our representatives will be legislating this FOCA Act. This is a moment of history. This is why I ask you to join the many U.S. citizens and even people from other nations. There's the Lord Alton from the U.K. who has started a worldwide petition for us, for the United States to prevent this FOCA from coming forward. So, for Catholics, pray the rosary every day specifically to prevent this legislation. It is a powerful prayer that you and I both know can change the course of human history and has changed the course of human history in the past. For example, things like the Battle of Lepanto in the 1570s. Pray the rosary. Beg Our Lady as the Mother of Unborn to stop this hideous historic crime of putting this legislation in, which would essentially not have any potential limits on any form of abortion, let alone having us pay for it. Secondly, fast. At least 2 days a week during this novena, fast as strictly as you can, as generously as you can. Scripture tells us, Jesus tells us in Matthew 17:21, that when you're battling the adversary, when you're battling Satan, this kind can only be removed from prayer by prayer and fasting. And my friends, the source of focus is ultimately the evil one, because you're talking about human sacrilege when you're talking about the destruction of God's image in the womb of the child. So pray every day in these 9 days, and if you're starting late, don't worry about it. You can pray a little bit extra, that's great, but participate in this effort to ward off one of the greatest crimes that's ever threatened our country. And it's a crime from within, because we would be enacting it ourselves. So pray and fast to defeat FOCA. And then whatever happens, we can say in peace, we did what we could to prevent this from taking place. We did what we could to be one in solidarity and in mystical and political and intercessory union with our unborn brothers and sisters. Please take this petition, this request, this begging seriously. Do what you can to stop FOCA. Pray and fast during this week, during this novena. Thank you, and God bless.